overhyped.
Great jobs, opportunity.
In this election, here's what I want to do.
Or underplayed.
CTV News political commentator and former communications director for Prime Minister Paul Martin. The wonderful, the ubiquitous, the masculine Scott Reed. Hello, sir.
Why, thank you for that introduction. Not that I require any bolstering when it comes to that subject matter, but being reminded of my masculinity is always welcome. So thank you.
I'm reading from the script that was given to me, sir. So listen, this is what I was told is what you needed in the moment, and I'm glad to be there to deliver it to you. How you holding up? Before we get going, I understand you're ready to get chained to a desk Sunday and Monday to talk your head off. How are you holding up in prep for that? And how's this roller coaster been for you?
It's been a blast, man. You know, yeah. I love campaigns. Close campaigns are, you know, like chocolate pudding to me. I just can't get enough. So it's been a blast. And yeah, so we'll do the dress rehearsals and the blocking out on Sunday at CTV. We're going to be actually in a studio with other human beings. That's going to be fun. And then we have 233 hours of consecutive broadcast coverage on Monday evening.
Oh, well, it's going to be wonderful. We're all going to be watching. Scott, let's jump into it, because I won't be side by side with you on CTV. So I want to get your perspectives now. And, you know, let's start here. One of the big headline stories that I've spent a considerable amount of time talking about here on this show today has been Jason Kenney in Alberta. He's coming in with his vaccine passport, not so vaccine passport. He's coming with my apologize, but also screw you, Alberta. I don't apologize. Overhyped or underplayed the impact this will have to his political brethren, Aaron O'Toole and the Conservatives in the endgame?
I think we underhype it as significant as we have, you know, spoken about it in the last 24 hours, or it's not even 24 hours, 12 yeah. hours. But I think it's having a profound effect. I mean, I watched Aaron O'Toole's news conference today. He was asked over and over and over again, do you now agree with Jason Kenney the vaccine passports are necessary, or do you still disagree now, even with the Conservative Premier of Alberta, the vaccine mandatory vaccinations are not necessary? Do you now agree, because you once before said that Alberta was the model that all other jurisdictions should follow? Do you now agree that actually Justin Trudeau did a better job of managing the pandemic than Jason Kenney? And he just wouldn't answer those questions. That angered the media. And, it, you know, I think, you know, we've got a fourth wave. Alberta's obviously in real crisis. You know, people in Ontario, where I'm from, are looking at Alberta going, is that the ghost of Christmas yet to come for us? Like, yeah. How does this work? And, you know, to just sort of think, well, I'm going to stonewall my way through these questions. I think it could have a real effect. Now, the warning I'd say, though, for the Liberals is don't try to dunk this ball. You know, you cannot for a second look like you're celebrating this situation, that you're thrilled to see this crisis bring these issues into focus. And to be fair to the Prime Minister, I thought today when he began by saying that, you know, look, we're dumping every resource we can toward Alberta, speaking to Premier Kenney, doing everything possible. That's the right tone. You want to be very, very careful here. You do not want to look exploitative, because actually, politics does come second. When 24 people die in a day, politics as to and should come second.
Yeah, it's a disaster here. You're absolutely right, as I speak to you from Calgary. And one of my biggest worries was exactly what you said, that Trudeau would be starry-eyed about it, would see this opportunity, would too aggressively shadow box. And let's be clear, he's done that. He's done all of those things in this election. He's been their attack dog, which I think is extremely strange in many ways this election. But I think that tone was struck quite well. My concern for the Liberals, though, is that it's you know, from a political perspective, it's probably too late, especially as O'Toole's starting to grab some of the middle. But I mean, all will be revealed, Scott, on Monday. Speaking of revelations and folks coming out to support, we're now seeing the influencer wars between the Conservatives and the Liberals. We got Chrétien, we got Mulroney, we just had a tweet from the Broski, Barack Obama. From your perspective, these influencers and endorsements, overhyped, underplayed?
Overhyped. I think significantly overhyped. I particularly think, as a matter of strategy, the idea that with 4 days to go, Aaron O'Toole,
on everyone's mind, exactly.
Aaron O'Toole is going to persuade not his own party, but Canadians, that he's a moderate conservative, that the Harper years didn't exist, and that, from, I guess, from his perspective, maybe ought not to have existed. It sounds
right.
They're aberrant, which I think is for sure going to anger people within his own party and constituency. But to say to Canadians, oh, see, I'm a progressive conservative, I'm a PC, I'm Mike Mulroney, I don't think that plays. I don't think that works. I have enormous respect for Prime Minister Mulroney. I really think he's a tremendous political leader, really, like, I think as skilled a pure politician as we've ever seen. But, you know, from my perspective, it's way overhyped. And Chrétien, it's great. Chrétien always makes liberals feel great. He comes out, he does the stuff. He says, vive le Canada. I told Justin it was just like when I did it in 1968. I told Pierre and everybody laughs and everything's great and all that. Is it going to really do anything? No, it pumps up liberals, which is swell, but it doesn't really move voters.
I don't even have to pay for the impersonation, Scott. That should be a subscription paywalled service that you provide. But there you go. You nailed it. And I didn't even have to ask for it. I love it. From the perspective of, here's my thing about the endorsements. I think just a soak time isn't there, like many things right now. And how will it actually make an impact for those that are undecided, to your point? And so I also, you know, earlier in the show talking to War Room, feel like this is massively overhyped. And just as a rule of principle, whether it's a celebrity or a former politician, it just doesn't work. But Scott, to this point about O'Toole, let me stick on that for a second. Overhyped or underplayed his strategy to kind of position himself as not your dad's conservative party. What do you think of that strategy in the end game here, when, you know, there is a right flank that's starting to galvanize, at least to some degree, to another option?
I really don't understand it. So I think it's underplayed. I think it's underappreciated as a bad strategy. And we'll find out. But I'd be willing to bet some serious money. I'd be willing to bet some Zane money, because I know you roll with the high rollers.
I roll with my own currency. It's true. Absolutely.
There you go. You've got the Zane. I want five Zanes. Five Zanes on this. I think that we could see the wheels start to wobble on this conservative campaign, because I think it's demotivating to conservatives who are part of the Harper years. To hear him say, that was an aberration, let's look past that. And I don't think it's persuasive to Canadians. And what's the knock on O'Toole? The knock on O'Toole, and the Liberals got some traction on this. They put it into ads and they were saying it at the microphones. He'll say anything. He's about anything. This is the guy who ran to become leader by saying, I'm a true blue conservative, positioned himself to the right of Peter McKay. Now he's going to say, yeah, I got no truck and trade with those right-wing guys. And it doesn't make any sense, because he is under massive pressure from the right. And I think they're going to play a big role. I think you're going to see in Southwestern Ontario that the People's Party are going to score some votes and affect some outcomes in ridings. I think maybe the same will happen in rural Quebec. And God only knows, you tell me. I mean, those people are going to be right off the leash in Alberta now after
last
night's announcement.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the pander fest to Quebec to begin with, but just him jumping in and being in the soup with Justin Trudeau on his contract with Quebec, it has been the galvanizing force here for the PPC and Maverick. Scott, I got 60 seconds left with you. One final one I want to throw at you. The mythology of the Conservative Party's get out the vote bump, that they kill at the ground game. This is their edge. Do you go add 2 points to the national polls for it? Overhyped, underplayed in your mind?
Overhyped. It's generally true. But again, it's because of that 10 to 20% of their base that is so hardcore. But some of that has been siphoned off to the People's Party. They may live to regret that phenomenon.
I love it. Scott Reed, CTV News political commentator, former communications director for Prime Minister Paul Martin. Scott, have a great election night. Thank you for all your coverage. You are indeed, as the script says, masculine. I need to make note of that you are indeed masculine. And I appreciate your masculine self being here.
When you come back from break, please explain to people why you're saying that. It just makes me feel uneasy.
I will.
Thanks, everybody. See you soon.
We'll 100% do it.